In the second week of May, El Museo Latino begins a long-awaited renovation. Although $9 million is still required for the entire plan, Executive Director Magdalena Garcia is certainly happy to start the work.
Well, for one, the museum will be, I feel, more up to date. All the systems right now, I mean, all the heating and air conditioning will be updated. Windows, the insulation, so it'll be more energy efficient. That will already, right away, pay for itself over a number of years. In addition, it will also increase our space. As just simply in the south side where we're going to be starting, the lower level will basically double the space.
El Museo Latino will remain open during construction. Phase one will take approximately 14 months, and when completed, it will have more new study rooms. And most important for Garcia, the museum will offer a better experience for guests and students.
We'll have 5 additional classrooms in the lower level. So that alone will be able to offer more programming, serve more, do more outreach, and be able to accommodate more students, more visitors here. And it will spruce up the area. I mean, it's a historic building, originally built in the 1890s. This structure was around 1930s, but it'll bring it up to date. It'll refresh it, and we'll have some collection area be able to preserve and for future generations for our small and growing collection.
During renovations, El Museo Latino continues with exhibits, and it is having important events in the next few weeks. In one hall, the current exhibit, Trajes Mexicanos or Mexican Customs, by Carlos Mérida, runs until midsummer. Trajes Mexicanos contains 25 prints of native clothing from different states of Mexico. Mérida was born in Guatemala and traveled throughout Mexico many times.
Recording and documenting the Mexican costumes, traditional dress, of most of it the indigenous groups throughout Mexico. So these are wonderful prints that he did in the 40s. It's here through August 12th.
Since Cinco de Mayo celebration is around the corner, El Museo Latino opens a new exhibition right on May 5th. It also celebrates the Cinco de Mayo, a popular festivity in South Omaha, and the most important celebration of this year, El Museo Latino's 30th anniversary. On Friday, May 5th, the Museo Latino will have its annual lunch with live music. The lunch is open to the public with limited seating. Rafael Doniz, author of the exhibition Tintes Naturales or Natural Dyes, will be there.
He has been documenting the process and the natural dyes, the natural tints that have come from Oaxaca. So it's the reds through the beetle, that grana cochinilla. The blue, the cobalt blue, through a plant that grows in Oaxaca, azulañil. And then the púrpura, and it's a shell fish that they find in the rocks on the ocean, on the edges of Oaxaca. And so those are the three colors that we'll be featuring. There's the exhibit is comprised of about almost 100 photographs. So that opens May 5th, and it goes through the middle of August.
If you would like to attend the Cinco de Mayo lunch at El Museo Latino, donate or want more information about the museum's exhibits and classes, you can visit elmuseolatino.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.